11 p.m. on Digital Clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, it's all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. I remember this one time really well. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour, right about the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. But now as we turn our attention to the first portion of the program, speaking of that, remembering some things very well, there was this time, a couple of decades ago now, where I was going to do a show for Palm Sunday, and asked people on the NRBQ listserv to help me out with songs. You can imagine where the song listing went. Some people were rather put out about it, but it turned out to be a very good program. So every year around this time, I remember that experience. And really, it has nothing to do with me putting together tonight's show. But putting together tonight's show made me think about it more. I know, I'm not really going anywhere with this, but I am going to go into the silliness tonight as we consider a random assortment of means of worship at a time when so many holy days are coming together. That's not a phrase you've ever heard me say here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, and you'll probably never hear me say it again, but hopefully it's all going to be worth it just so I can play this opening song, which is why I'm doing this tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Spirit in nature one, with both the Father and the Son, shed forth thy grace within our breast, and dwell with us, a ready gift, by every power, by heart and tongue, by act and deed thy praise be sung, inflame with perfect love each sense, that other souls may kindle thence. In this most gracious Father here, through Christ thy equal Son, our prayer, who with the Holy Ghost and thee, doth live and reign eternally. From heaven.
Yeah.
Praise him in the heights.
Yeah.
Praise him, all you angels.
Yeah.
Praise him, all you hosts.
Yeah.
Praise him, sun and moon.
Yeah.
Praise him, all you yeah. shining stars.
And clap your hands.
Above the heavens, let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded, and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He gave them a duty which shall not pass away. From the earth, you sea monsters and all depths, fire and hail, snow and mist, storm winds that fulfill his word. You mountains and all you hills, you fruit trees and all you cedars, you wild animals and all you tame animals, you creeping things and you winged fowl. Of the earth and all people, the princes and all the judges of the earth, young men too, maidens, old men and boys, praise the name of the Lord, for his name is exalted.
Myself an idol with a golden head.
Great big idol with a golden head.
begin to pray.
Great big idol with the golden head.
I said, idol, tell me where's my big foot made.
Great big idol with the golden head.
The idol's eyes begin to wink and blink.
Great big idol with the golden head.
He said, oh, hold on, Jim, give me time to think.
Great big idol with the golden head.
The lightning flashed and the idol did speak.
Great big idol with the golden head.
He said, your big foot Macy's down a catfish tree. Rockin' and a-rollin'.
Rockin'
yeah, she's rockin' and a-rollin'.
Rockin' and a-rollin'.
Rockin' and a-rollin'.
Rockin' and a-rollin'. Poppin' and a-poppin' and a-bumpin' and a-jumpin'.
I said goodbye to the idol sitting on my shelf.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
Went down to the creek to see for myself.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
I parked my car and I looked around.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
There was a mess of empty beer cans laying on the ground.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
I peeped through the door and my hair turned gray.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
In the middle of the floor, that was Bigfoot May. Rockin' and rollin'.
Rockin'.
Yeah, she was rockin' and rollin'.
Rockin' and
rockin' and a rollin',
rockin' and a rollin', poppin' and a poppin' and a bumpin' and a jumpin' and a
I went back to the house, I was feeling so blue.
Great big idol with the golden head.
I said, tell me, idol, what am I going to do?
Great big idol with the golden head.
He said, I got the answer, there's only one way.
Great big idol with the golden head.
You got to learn to do the boogie with your big foot made. Rockin' and a rollin'. Yes, rockin' and a-rollin'.
Rockin' and a-rollin'.
Rockin' and
a-rollin'. Poppin' and a-poppin' and a-poppin' and a-jumpin' and a-ho.
Yes, of course! The holy hand grenade of Antioch. 'Tis one of the sacred relics Brother Maynard carries with him. Brother Maynard! Bring up the holy hand grenade.
How does it work?
I know not, my liege.
Consult the Book of Armaments.
Armaments, chapter 2, verses 9 to 21.
And St. Attila raised the hand grenade up on high, saying, O Lord, bless this thy hand grenade, that with it thou mayst blow thine enemies to tiny bits in thy mercy. And the Lord did grin, and the people did feast upon the lambs and sloths and carp and anchovies and orangutans and breakfast cereals and fruit bats and large...
Skip a bit, brother.
And the Lord spake, saying, First shalt thou take out the holy pin, then shalt thou count to three, no more, no less. Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three. Four shalt thou not count, neither count thou two, excepting that thou then proceed to three. Five is right out. Once the number three, being the third number, be reached, then lobbest thou thy holy hand grenade of Antioch towards thy foe, who, being not in my sight, shall snuff it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Right. One, two, five.
Three, sir.
Three.
Church way down south where I was born, and the people used to come to him from miles around, hear the holy word go on. Sister grabs Deacon round the neck and says, Deacon, won't you sing that song? But the deacon told his sister that he didn't have time, felt religion coming on. Just then somebody got up, turned the lights all out, should have heard that sister shout. She shouted, brother, if you want to spread joy, just pray for the lights go out. She called the deacon, oh, kneel and pray. Should have heard that sister shout. She took two steps forward, two steps back, shook her shimmy, ball the jack. She shouted, brother, if you want to spread joy, just pray for the lights go out. Boy, oh, boy, if I ain't preaching a sermon tonight, I sure hope so. Now there's been too much crap shooting going on around here. And old brother Lankford been drinking too much beer. Now if you want to be prepared for the judgment day, just get out your little book, write what I say. Now you got to take two steps forward, two steps back, shake your shimmy, pull the jack, shout, brother. If you want some red joy, just pray for the lights go out.
Hey, boo boo.
Baby!
Hey, boy!
yogi man say,
it's all a matter of the mind. Just commune with your innermost being, and baby, you'll be just fine.
It was hip or I wasn't hey.
Though I tried my best to dig my inner me, I walked on coals, my head below my knee, until at last I heard me say perfectly,
I'm a yogi.
Hey, boo boo!
Hey, boo boo!
Hey, boo boo!
Hello, this is John Anderson of Yes. Leave the hard drugs alone, because they're not for our time, they're not for the city, and they're not for the people, and they're not for the young people. It is better to leave them alone. If any of your friends are into heavy things, try and coax them out of it on a warm, friendly level. Don't join in.
Stepped into a bar for a drink or two. I was feeling lonely, and as the feeling grew, I ordered same again, until I heard nature call, and through a door marked man I found written on the wall,
God is love.
Next to a naked lady and some parts of a man was written,
God is love.
The message seemed so simple. I stared in disbelief. Could it be some wisdom had come to my relief? Was the Son of God a man among men, or which of the apostles had owned a ballpoint pen?
Oh, God is love. God is love.
Like the joke that says the future of man. And just as hard to keep as an open mind. So somehow I felt sorry for that unknown patron saint, whose words would soon be martyred by a fresh coat of pain.
Oh, God is love. God is love.
In the temple or a toilet,
we have no more papers, alas.
What? Well, use some of your laurel leaves, then. What the hell?
God.
Far out. I never thought of that.
Pick.
Miracle roll.
Here, light this one up.
Zap! It's swell to be a god.
Pick. Miracle roll. I'll light this one with my good looks.
Tell me, Apollo, how goes it on Earth nowadays? What's happening in the new world?
Oh, you must mean the United States.
Yeah.
Ah, what a bring down.
Huh?
Everyone there worships some weird goddess named Paranoia. Why, she's the biggest thing since nationalism, but personally, I think she's a bummer. It brings me down. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, it can't be that bad. How about the hippies? Isn't something happening with that youth culture?
Oh, the hippies are groovy people, but they tend to get strung out. And I don't think they can hold out long against the uptight, square, paramilitary establishment. And that brings me down, too. And I don't want to talk about that either.
Well, shit, God, how can you say that? Why, don't you realize that a great cultural revolution could take place?
Easy for you, difficult for them, no?
No! Why, half the population is under 25.
Yes, but they're not all hippies, are they? At least, not yet.
Well, maybe not. But I'll just bet you 6 dryads and a water nymph against that auto harp of yours that in the average middle-class family of your choice, the eldest son will turn on within 6 months.
What? Turn on? You mean, and if I choose and they...
That's right, buddy.
Oh, far out. I have it. I choose Ophiel This.
Huh?
Prince of Mythica.
Did you say Ophiel This?
Yep.
Prince of Mythica, New York?
That's right.
Rat. I must have been out of my mind.
I think you are.
Every place I go, well, I already been looking around for some new location. Maybe I need a big vacation. Yeah, get in my car and I start to travel. Get on the road, 9 miles and unravel. Find me a spot and I just walked in. Tell your people just what happened. There she was, just standing there. She had a blue dress. See, nothing looks so bright. She's standing there like some kind of floodlight. I wanted to speak her to say hello. I got choked up when I saw that halo. Yeah, there she was, standing there. The blue dress, yeah. Thing. Yeah. talking haze. She turned her tongues on sacred face. A room at once it was so simple. Now it's some kind of holy temple.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That felt like 30 minutes. Well, to you it did. To me it just felt like a couple of seconds because I just recorded the opening moments ago. It's part of that suspension of belief that one requires for true faith. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Hopefully you're all having a great time over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group and just generally listening to tonight's program. I can't wait to see what you all are chatting about as I dive right in to the silliness, because you know there's plenty to go before we get to the radio obituaries around midnight right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
to write. You're mean in the morning, then you're gone all night. But I don't care. You've got that belly. IBM, you think I care, honey? I don't care. You got that belly. Just like a pond in a storm. Yes, yes, that's how it is. You've got that belly.
Sweet Lord, I really want to see you. I really want to be with you. I really want to see you, Lord, but it takes so long, my Lord. My sweet Lord, I really want to know you. I really want to go with you. I really want to show you, my Lord, that it won't take long. My Lord, I really want to see you. Oh, oh!
That's why I adore.
There are those who believe the Earth was visited by men from outer space in prehistoric times. That is the seemingly crack-brained theory behind the controversial new book called Look Who Was Here. Or is it just a theory? In 1924, archaeologists in Peru dug up a stone statue bearing an astonishing resemblance to Dwight Eisenhower. Can this be more than coincidence? In the Sinai Desert, Israeli scientists have excavated three gigantic stone matzah balls buried more than 4,000 years ago. Is there a huge bowl of chicken soup somewhere nearby? And what of the perfectly preserved scrap of paper found in the Himalayas, on which an unknown hand wrote, "Hi, had a great time on your planet"? What can this mean? And what of the stereophonic recording found in California on the site of what is now the Hollywood Bowl? The people who made this recording are obviously not of this earth. Now, for purposes of scientific speculation, we present that recording.
His voice which I thought would hypnotize,
crossed my palm window.
Swami, Swami, hasn't even got a dime. Swami, Swami, fooling people all the the cards and made a deal. The Swami's tent for just one meal. A puff of smoke, away he went. Now I'm the owner of his tent. Swami, Swami, hasn't even got a dime. Swami, Swami, fooling people all the time. Somebody must be praying for me, 'cause nothing I do is working out the way I planned. Girl at the bottle return, grooming was all wrong. In fact, she was a scrock. I was going around giving her a wide berth. Worst came to worst, the short shrift. Called over to me and explained that the machine was full, the cans wouldn't go. She sounded just like Brigitte Bardot, and I told her so. She smiled. Now, I love her. She loves me. We're gonna raise a family. Somebody must be praying for me, 'cause nothing I do is working out the way I plan. And I'm raptured. Up past Twin Peaks, past the Tower of Babel, Jacob's Ladder, Occam's Razor, dueling banjos, all that crap. Yeah, somebody must be praying for me.
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 Yeah, somebody must be praying for me, 'cause nothing I do is working out the way I plan. Somebody must be praying for me.
Somebody must be praying for me.
'Cause nothing I do is working out the way I plan. Here's something I saw Bo Diddley do. Somebody must be praying for me.
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 And somebody must be praying for me. 'Cause nothing I do is working out the way I plan. Nothing I do is working out the way I plan. Nothing I do is working out the way I plan.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that was a fabulous first portion of the program, but we got to turn our attention directly towards the radio obituaries right now, because it is that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. We're halfway into January now. Oh, I promised that we would do the radio obituary statistics tonight. So then, by the end of tonight's program, we will have completed for the radio obituary year that began back on November 1st, 2021. We will have completed 214 radio obituaries. We will have declined 184, and we will have 262 in the backlog. And I feel like I made great progress today. So let's get into them right now. First, in the way that I always do, by reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Natty Wailer, the Jamaican-born musician and Rastafarian best known for his work with Bob Marley and the Wailers, but also Aston Barrett and King Tubby. He's credited on recordings as Natty Wailer, Ian Winter, and Brother Ian. He just passed away at 68. It's the initial radio obituary for Natty Wailer, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
to cross the desert sand without the flaw. Heels in and toes out because I'm the devil's brother-in-law. Sometimes you make me feel so mad as I would deal it to you. Girl, Elaine, you're leaving me in pain. Sometimes you make me feel insane as I would say. Baby, you got to jump around and play. Because right now I'm left with a broken heart as I would deal with you, baby. Strange. But if you don't come back to me, then I will bring the curtain down. Oh baby, you choose the my sound, so you got to move around and don't be no clown. You hear what the brother got to put down, exclusive sound is really ground. So if you were sick or sad or lame or lazy, but baby, maybe I will drive you crazy, I will tell you. Running around, but baby, you got to hear what I am putting down, as I would say.